Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
The State House recently voted to allow the predatory consumer finance industry to raise interest rates and the already high interest small loans it gives to people who are often in distress and need money quickly. The gift to the finance companies came over the objections of the Department of Defense and officials at the three major military bases in North Carolina. Military officials have never taken a position on state legislation before, but see this as a threat to servicemen and women who are often the target of the company's predatory practices and exorbitantly high interest rates and fees. But the majority of the House voted to side with the shady consumer finance industry instead of military leaders. That is a puzzling decision indeed for lawmakers who brag almost every day about being military friendly. By the way, the consumer finance industry shifted its financial support from Democrats to Republicans before last November's election. Money for campaigns, it seems, is more important than anything else to legislative leaders this year, even apparently more important than the military they claim to support. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.